Orion Energy Systems moved into factory space that was abandoned when Miro stopped making pots and pans in Manitowoc. Now, a couple hundred people are busy making energy-efficient fluorescent bulbs and reflective light fixtures. Company Vice President Michael Potts says the equipment saves money and is easier on the eyes.
And we call it summertime sun and noon, at noon. And if you look into this facility and you were to walk outside, your eye wouldn't have to adjust much.
Changing to more efficient lights in your house is one thing, but Orion's customers are large manufacturers with factories that can cover acres. Orion claims it can save a company up to 70% on the light bill. Orion is also building itself a new green corporate headquarters on the site. CEO Neil Verfurth leads Representative Tammy Baldwin through it as construction workers put on the finishing touches.
More of the curb appeal that we're looking for here to bring the national council. But right now,
Orion already does business with 104 companies listed on the Fortune 500. Pallets of boxes stacked on the factory floor are ready to be shipped all over North America.
People really, it's amazing, most people don't know about energy. They just know if you turn on a light switch, the power should just be there and freely and inexpensively, because it's always been that way.
That's right.
Baldwin had some questions, but mostly she was there to observe.
What I'm learning is about the technology that exists today that could be more broadly deployed, and will also, during my tour this week, be learning about some of the things that may not be yet commercially available, but are in the works and hopefully will be part of the solution tomorrow.
Representative Baldwin outlined provisions in the climate change and energy independence bill for Orion's executives. She's on the committee that's drafting it. The bill has four parts, including renewable energy and efficiency standards, carbon cap and trade, and incentives that can help offset some of the upfront costs of going green. That's an issue Neil Verfer thinks is keeping potential clients on the fence. He says they often balk when they find out it could take up to a year to recoup their investment.
You know, one of the issues I think that we're faced with in America is this short-term thinking in every aspect of business. You know, now we think of the horizon being a quarter. So, you know, I've had customers tell me if it's not a one-year payback, it's not going to make it. Well, there's not many things that will meet a one-year payback.
Representative Baldwin says that thinking will have to change.
The legislation that we're looking at ultimately will be a combination of sort of prescription and performance standards, carrots and sticks. And at some point, when you must comply, these quarterly or year-long payback time horizons are less relevant, because at some point you'll be in violation of the requirements of the legislation if you haven't acted.
Baldwin says it will eventually cost companies more to keep old carbon-belching equipment than to buy efficient replacements. Her tour continues this week with visits to other manufacturers, a hospital, and a dairy. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.